Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day, end to your day, whatever part of the day it is. Look, I recently went to an event, right? An event that had a fellow by the name of Robert Kiyosaki. Now, Robert Kiyosaki, for those of the older generation, you'll probably remember Robert Kiyosaki from Rich Dad Poor Dad, Cashflow Quadrant, and all those sorts of books he wrote donkeys years ago. I mean, he wrote those books a long time back. I mean, I remember being 15 or 16 years old and going to an event with Robert Kiyosaki. One of my mentors, my dad, took me when I think it was 15. I'm pretty sure I was 15. It was just after I read the book Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top, and I actually got to see Zig Ziglar up on stage at that particular event. Now, why am I talking about Zig Ziglar? Because my favorite quote is, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great, and that is a Zig Ziglar quote. I also saw Jim Rohn and a few others. I can't remember the other ones, but those were the guys that I remember very, very closely and really enjoyed. Now, to be fair, what was interesting was they typically at these events, they've got a headline act, which was Kiyosaki, and then they've got, I guess, what you'd call fillers, which get up there and they give some information, they give some detail, they talk to you about what their expertise is. Some of them, I just don't know what their expertise is, well, one in particular. One was an American who went absolutely batshit crazy and just talked about himself with celebrities. That was wonderfully entertaining. I struggled to watch that. But each to their own, you know, each to their own. Another fellow got up and talked about Amazon. He was really good and some interesting areas there about how to, you know, create Amazon businesses, that sort of thing, and build businesses on the Amazon platform. That was really interesting. And there was also a trader there as well. Now, the whole point of what I'm saying here is not to suggest that, you know, that anyone was better than anyone else, right or wrong. We've all got the sort of people that we sort of lean towards or have more sort of, I suppose, how do I put this? We kind of, certain people reach out to certain people. So for the crazy American guy, that really turned me off. But 150 people jumped up at the end and went and spent $3,500 on his courses. Pretty, pretty phenomenal. Now, that got me to thinking. It got me to thinking the difference between people in traditional markets, traditional investors, traditional entrepreneurs, business people, people that want to do well, people that, you know, are outside of crypto. Most people understand that you've got to work bloody hard and take responsibility for your own actions to actually have success. Most people understand this. Now, in the crypto space, I think that there's a disconnect there. And what I mean by that is, I think there's two things. One, I think that a lot of the community is quite young. Okay, I think there's a lot that are quite young. And again, it's not a bad thing. I'm just sort of, you know, letting you know of my observations. So they're not quite used to the fact that, you know, you can't just have everything straight away. You do need to work really hard for it. A lot of younger people, myself included, you know, I'm 34. I'm just on that cusp of millennial, I think I am. You know, there's that sense of entitlement. It's the way that we've been brought up. A lot of people have got that sense of, I deserve to be successful. And yes, absolutely you do, but you've got to do the work. You've got to do the work. And the second thing I think is a disconnect with crypto is because people, if they've been around for a little while, you know, 18 months or so, even a year, let's be honest, they had the position, they were in the position at one stage where their account was worth a lot. So they might have invested, you know, $1,000 in 2016. That might still be worth a couple of hundred thousand now. But if they had invested, say, $1,000 this time last year, they had multiple opportunities to turn that $1,000 into $10,000, $15,000, $100,000 or more. Now, what this does, and look, most of them didn't sell it, okay? Most of them didn't sell it, so they didn't make anything. They're sitting there on whatever they've got left, and this is probably you. To a certain extent, it's me. I've got some assets that I've bought that I'm holding long-term, and yeah, they've gone up and they've come back down. Thankfully, I didn't buy them when they were going up. I actually bought most of my stuff that I didn't sell on that run-up this year, and I continue to add to that portfolio. My point being is this, they didn't make the money because they didn't bank it, but they saw the money go up very, very quickly. They saw their net worth go up really, really quickly. And what did they have to do to achieve that? maybe watch some YouTube, maybe go on some Facebook groups, read some Twitter posts. The reality is that life doesn't work like that. So coming back to the difference between people that were at this event, so your everyday punter, effectively, bit of an older audience, be honest, bit of an older audience. Most of them are probably, I guess it'd be 35 to 65. It'd probably be your demographic in that audience, whereas in crypto, it's probably more 20 to 45, the lower end of that spectrum, right? These people understood that it's hard work that gets you there. They understood that it's good strategy that gets you there. They understood that having somebody to help you gets you there. But they also understood it's their actions that gets you there. Now, I see so many times, I mean, I sell courses. You know this. I have a business within crypto where I will teach you how to trade. I have structured courses. You know this. And here's what I can tell you. When the market's going well, you guys buy. When the market's not going well, you don't. Now, that's fine. It's the cycle of the space. But I get to see this additional layer, I suppose, of the psychology of people in this space. The psychology of the people that are in this space is that when times are good, spend your money. When times aren't, don't. Now, it's about education here. Now's the time to be learning while things are flat. You can make money when markets fall. We've had some phenomenal trades. Look, we haven't done any massive, 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 massive moves as far as, you know, what we're used to in crypto, but we have seen some very good money to be made. There is good money to be made if you're selective and know what you're doing. That event the other day, that event yesterday, it really made me think about the people that are in this space. And guys, I wanted to give you this because I wanted you to think about you yourself as you are right now. I want you to think about, have you fallen into that trap of thinking that it's going to come easily? Because it's not, okay? It's not. You've got to put the work in. People that do the work back themselves and take responsibility are the ones that do well in life. There is a formula and that is it. If I can help you, if trading's a thing, just do it. If not, no big deal. But if it's something you want to do, stop wanting and start doing. Have a great day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.